Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to our live presentation of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ radio show entitled, Let the Truth Be Told. We first give honor to God the Father, Abba Noah, and to God the Son, the Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we would also like to thank them for giving us the Holy Apostle and Chief High Priest Tazadakia, the God-sent Comforter, for teaching us all things and bringing back these things to our remembrance concerning him and his word, so that the truth of his word of the Almighty God can be taught again in the time that we are living in. I'm your host, Captain of 13,000, Sha'ar Dupan. I say shalom. And today's teacher for the show is... Sir?
It's Captain 13,000 Nabokov.
Yes, sir. Shalom, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
and
awesome.
The reader for today's show is, sir?
Top Officer 5,000 Nabokov. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, sir. Welcome. So, the topic for today's show, Captain 13,000 Nabokov, would you give us the topic for today's show, please?
Yeah, the topic for today's show is the president is selected and not elected.
The president, okay. Wow, the president is selected and not elected. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that's a very interesting topic, and we're going to go and show biblically how that is the case. So without further ado, I hand it over to you, Captain 13,000 Avatar.
Yes, sir, the water. So, yeah, as we were saying, that the topic of the class state, the president is selected and not elected. Now, why is this important to know? Because as so-called American citizens, one of the major things that they tell us to do if we want change in America is to do what? Is to go out there and vote, right, for the next president, for your next governor, for your next assembly or mayor. So what's really being pushed here in America is voting, right? So through the knowledge of God, from Holy Apostle Chief Prophet Shalom back to God's company, we're going to see that the vote doesn't count, because the man that sits in the most powerful seat of America, which is right now Donald Trump, he was actually selected. You know, before him we had Barack Obama. He was actually selected. So we're going through who selected him and why your vote doesn't actually matter here in America, and who's actually going to bring change here to America. So when you look at our people, the so-called blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans, which are the Israelites, when you look at the conditions that we're in here, in America, you know, our communities are full of drugs. We are constantly seeing on the news cops are shooting black men and black women down. You know, you look at the abortion rates here in America. We have the highest abortion rates here in America. What else applies to our people? You know, we're the first tired and the last tired, right? So usually people are asking why. Why is there black-on-black crime in our communities? Why is there liquor stores in our communities? These questions are asked by our people in our communities. But the problem is that they're going to the wrong ones in asking these questions. So misinformation is actually going to get you destroyed here in America. You know, they have a saying that says, knowledge is power, right? So because our people lack the knowledge of God, it can actually leave them feeling powerless with no hope. So when you feel powerless and you have no hope, what do you usually do? You run to somebody that has power, that can make a change for you. So what happens is our people, they put their trust in man. So they go out there and they run to politicians, and they run to senators, and they run to the President of the United States to make these changes for our people. So let's get the first scripture, which is in Jeremiah 17 and 15. So God, he actually speaks against that. These people that are in positions of power here in America, they're actually selected. As we go into the class, we'll see who they're selected by. These people are selected. So voting is the process of making people think that they have the power to put people in positions to make a change for them. That's not the case. Your vote doesn't count. So Jeremiah 17 and 5, let's read that.
Thus saith the Lord,
mm-hmm.
Cursed is the man that trusteth in man.
This is cursed the man. cursed be the man that trusteth in man, right? So what is voting? Voting is the process of you going out there and voting a man or a woman into office. The last president that we had was President Barack Obama, right? Now, why did black people want Barack Obama in office? When he was first getting elected when he was first running for president of the United States of America, what were we saying? What was black people saying? Listen, you got to go out there and vote. You got to make a change. This is our chance to actually change things for our people here in America. We need to get this black man in office. So deep in the minds of people, they're actually going out there and voting these presidents into office. That's not the case. So God is saying, what? Read that again for me.
Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man.
Cursed be the man that trusteth in man, right? Now let's go to the book of Revelation 12:9. So now who's actually the one that's putting these people into office? And what purpose does he have to put these people into office? Let's look at Revelation 12:9. Let's read that.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Right. So what is the devil doing? He's got the whole world deceived. Let's get the book of Daniel 8:25. Daniel 8:25. So we clearly see in out of the scriptures, out of the word of God, that the devil has the whole world deceived, right? Now, what is that perception that Satan is deceiving the world with? Let's find out. Daniel 8:25. Let's read that.
And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand.
Right. Now let's read that one more time.
And through his policy also.
Through his policy also. Right. Through his policy also. So now what policy is that? That's the democratic system. So read that for me one more time.
And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. And by peace shall destroy many.
Right. So through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. What is that? The democratic system. Now, like we said, what is the democratic? Democracy that we have here in America? Democracy, right? Now, what is that? The process of voting. Of voting the president into office. And that's a deception that's put out there by Satan, because it makes people feel like they have the power to elect people to make a change. Why did people want to elect Barack Obama into office? Because black people thought that things was going to change for us here in America. Now, when you look at when he was elected into office, what really changed for us here in America? Nothing really changed. Now, when he ran as president of the United States, he ran off of hope and he ran off of change, right? But there was no change. A politician, his job is to actually solve the problems of the people. So when you see problems without people, there's supposed to be certain policies put into place to make a change. One of the major things that we've seen happen during the administration of Barack Obama was what? Police brutality, right? Now, what changes were made when Barack Obama was in office to stop police officers from brutalizing black women, black men and black women? Nothing. What changes were made when he was in office? He saw the laws of homosexuality change, right? He made those type of changes. But what changes happened for us? No changes happened for us. So as black men, black women, Hispanic men, Hispanic women, Native American men, Native American women here in America, voting is not going to help us. You know, you have a lot of people that say, listen, how could you speak? How could you say anything if you're not going out there and voting? We're saying that because your vote doesn't count. Your vote doesn't matter. Democracy is set up to keep people deceived into thinking that they have the power to make a change when you have no power to make a change. Right? So let's read that again.
And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand.
All right. So now let's go back. Let's go back to the book of Revelation, 12th chapter, and verse 9. Revelation 12:9. So your vote it doesn't count. When you look at the presidential campaign, when Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were running for office, you know, Hillary Clinton, she won the what? The popular vote, right? But yet Donald Trump still sits in office. How did that happen, right? So now when you look at the President of the United States, how can we say he's also selected? If you look at what it takes to become President of the United States of America, it don't take too much to become president here. I mean, look at the criteria. You got to be born in the United States. Your parents have to be U.S. citizens. You have to have lived here at least 14 years, right? No other type of qualification. Right. Say you go to a job at Walmart and you want to be a manager at Walmart. They're going to say, what type of background do you have in managing a store, right? It's harder to get a job as a manager at Walmart than it is to become president of the United States of America. Donald Trump, what background does he have in politics? He doesn't have any. But yet he sits as president of the United States of America. How does that happen, right? So to become president of the United States of America, you got to be selected. There's people that are selecting these people to actually sit as president of the United States. So let's read that again. Revelation 12.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
Right, so he has the whole world deceived into believing this. This democracy that your vote actually matters. You got a lot of people deceived in it. A lot of people say, listen, black boys is being raised up. You can get a good education, and maybe you could become president of the United States of America one day, and you can make a change for your people. That's not how it works in America. What happens that president, he's selected. And he's selected for a purpose. Now let's hold that. Let's go to the book of Revelation, the 17th chapter. So now who's actually the one that's selecting the president of the United States of America?
Real quick, Captain Richie, so that for the sake of understanding. So what is really being said here is that hope that America is pushing out, especially what they did during the time of Barack Obama being president, and that hope that they're trying to instill in black people is a false hope. Is that correct?
Yes, that's exactly correct.
Wow. Okay, continue on, sir.
Yes, sir. Just touching on that, it's a false hope. Like, what do they keep preaching? Go out there and vote. Again, let the system work itself out. Listen, who are we looking for? Now, a lot of people nowadays is into politics. They're watching the Democratic debates. They're looking at the different Democratic candidates, and they're trying to decide, who are we going to vote for? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders? Is it going to be Joe Biden? Right? Who best fits? Who's the next person to take the place of Trump? They're looking for Trump to get impeached. Right? We need to get Trump out of office. So through the wisdom of God, we're seeing it doesn't matter whether you have Trump in office, whether you have Joe Biden in office, whether you have Bernie Sanders in office, these people are all selected, and they all have one agenda because they're all following Satan. As we go into Revelation 17, we're going to see that these people that are selecting the president of the United States of America, this is a group of wicked and evil men that are actually setting up the president. So let's read that, Revelation 17 and verse 12.
And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings.
And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings. So a king has what? Rulership, right? So these ten horns is actually talking about the Illuminati. They call themselves the Enlightened Ones. These are the rulers of the darkness of this world, as the scriptures call them, right? These are the ones that are actually running the world right now. These are actually the ones that are choosing the president of the United States. Let's read that again.
And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings.
Read on.
Which have received no kingdom as yet.
Which have received no kingdom as yet. So how could these kings have no kingdom, right? The king has a kingdom. But it says what? These kings have received no kingdom as yet. Because these men, these wicked, evil men, they actually operate within the background. So they need somebody in the forefront, like a Barack Obama or like a Donald Trump, to actually speak for them. Donald Trump, Barack Obama, they all read from scripts that are given to them by the rulers of the darkness of this world, the Illuminati. Right? These are the ones that are actually setting up the presidents of the United States. When you think about a puppet show, right? You have a puppet that the people actually watch. That puppet speaks. That puppet dances, right? That puppet puts on that show. But is that puppet alive? No, there's somebody that's controlling that puppet. It's the puppet master. So the president of the United States is the puppet, and the Illuminati are the puppet masters. They tell the presidents where to go. They tell them what to say. They tell them what to speak. They're the ones that select the presidents of the United States of America, right? Let's read that again.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Well, these are the ones that are choosing the president of the United States of America. So no matter how many times you go out there and vote, no matter how many people go out there and vote, that president, he's actually selected by this group of wicked and evil men. So let's read that one more time.
And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet.
Which have received no kingdom as yet. So let's go to Proverbs 19 and 21. So these men, they actually operate in the background. And who do they put in the forefront? Donald Trump. Barack Obama. This is why you didn't see any change happen with Barack Obama. This man had 8 years in office and no change came, right? Proverbs 19 and 21. Let's read that.
There are many devices in a man's heart.
Read on.
Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
So it says there are many devices in a man's heart. Meaning what? A lot of people, they have a lot of ideas on how they're going to get things, on how we're going to make a change here in America. One of the major ideas is what? Go out there and vote. We need to vote for another black president. We need to get Michelle Obama in office. That's a strong black woman. Let's get her in office. Let's have Oprah Winfrey run. Guess what? Say they do get elected. Guess what? Nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change. So let's read that again.
There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
The counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. So if we want solutions to our problems, who are we supposed to be going to? Let's go to the book of Isaiah 45 and 11. Isaiah 45 and 11. So like the captain said, voting democracy is that process to keep people's hope here in America, to keep you hoping that things will change. Here we okay, let's bear down and let's take it while Trump is in office and let's wait for the next election to come so we can get out there and vote for somebody else. Black people, we need to get out there and vote to make a change, right? Nothing is gonna change. So who do we need? We need our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He's going to be the one to make a change for us. Isaiah 45 and 11. Let's read that.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker.
We are?
Ask me.
God said what?
Things to come. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. And concerning the work of my hands, command ye me.
Yeah, so if you want to know how to fix police brutality, you got to ask God. If you want to know the solution to black-on-black crime, you got to ask God. If you want to know why there's liquor stores up and down our streets, you got to ask God. If you want to know why there's drugs in our neighborhoods, you got to ask God, okay? The way of God and the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, that's the solution. When you trust in man is always going to let you down. We had, like I said, I keep using Barack Obama as an example because that was a black man. He kept telling us, listen, once we get a black person in office, things will change. So here it is. We had a black man in office for 8 years, and nothing changed. So if we want change, who do we got to be with? We got to be trusting in God. Voting is not going to make a change for us here in this country. Let's go to the book of Revelation 18, and verse 4. Revelation 18, 4.
Okay, while we're getting the scripture, just want to recap real quick that according to the Bible, the United States of America and the President of the United States of America is actually pushing false hope and getting people to vote and to believe that they're selecting or electing their president, when in actuality, the president is actually being selected by the rulers of the darkness of this world. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Come.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Rulers of the darkness of this world. They, you know, like we said before, they call themselves the Illuminati.
Right.
So these,
right.
Are the ones that, these are the ones that are selecting the president of the United States of America.
Some questions about the Illuminati, and they don't even know that it's spoken of right in the scriptures.
Right, exactly. Yeah, people think it's a conspiracy theory. You know, these people actually exist.
Wow.
You know, they don't want to be in the shoes of the president. Yeah, it's always been known now, you know, this country is has always been you know, keeping us out. And usually people say, listen, I just can't get over the man. The man is right, the man is keeping me down. Or the system, you know, the system is working against me. Well, that man is somebody, and that system is run by somebody. You know, it don't run itself, right? So who is running it? This is the Illuminati. Like I said before, they call themselves the Enlightened Ones. So they're the ones that keep us in the conditions that we're in, right? And they're using democracy to keep our hope here in America, right? While we're still trying to get out, we want to get out the ghettos, right? The hoods, right? We want the gun violence in our neighborhoods. People set up no-shoot zones and have a no-shoot weekend, right? Trying to figure out solutions to stop the problems that we have in our communities. So there is a system that's keeping us in the conditions that we're in. Who is that system set up by? The Illuminati, the rulers of the darkness of this world. Let's read that scripture.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people.
Come out of her, my people. So that voice is coming from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's saying to come out of her. That her represents America. So we're not going to actually have to leave America. If you remember, when Donald Trump was first elected president, people wanted to do what? They wanted to leave America and go to Canada. Or to go to Africa, right? So that's not going to solve the problem, right? He's saying come out of the mindset of America, right? Stop trusting in this place, thinking things are going to get better here in America. People think that America is great, the land of the opportunity, America the beautiful, home of the free, right? But then when you look at the conditions that our people are in, which are so-called Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, when you look at the conditions that we're in here in America, we're not being treated like other Americans. You know, Chinese people, they come over here and they get shops set up. The so-called white man, he's an American, right? He lives better than we do. You got Africans that come over here in America. They live better than we do. So if we all are American, how come we don't get treated the same as other Americans? It's because America has an agenda against the so-called Blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans, right? And that's actually to destroy us. And who's after us? The Illuminati, the rulers of the darkness of this world. So like we were saying before, they set up that system of democracy to keep our people's hope here in America. So let's read that one more time.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.
You know?
For her sins have reached unto heaven.
Right, so what is God? Right, so what does God want us to do? He wants us to come out of the mindset of America. So let's get one last question. Zephaniah 2 and verse 1. stuff in mind too. So as we say, there is no hope in America. No matter who, no matter how much you vote, that's not going to make a change for us. What does God want us to do? He wants us to come out of the mindset of America and come into the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ, because that's where God is at. Let's read Zephaniah 2 and verse 1.
Gather yourselves together.
So this is what God is doing. God is now doing what? He's saying, gather yourselves together. Now, who is God gathering together? Read on.
Yay. Gather together, O nation,
O nation, not desire, right? What nation is that? That's the nation of Israel. This is the so-called blacks, the so-called Hispanics, and the so-called Native Americans. So what God is now doing is he's now gathering this nation in the last days that we're in right now. Let's read that again.
Gather yourselves together. Yay. Gather together, O nation, not desire.
O nation, not desire. Let's get the book of Micah 3 and verse 10. The book of Micah 3 and 10. So where is God gathering his nation? He's gathering his nation in the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ. He wants us to come out of the mindset of America and to come into the Israelite Church of God and Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, Micah 2 and 10. The book of Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Let's read that.
Arise ye and depart, for this is not your rest.
This is not our rest. What is not our rest? America is not our rest, right? What is that? When you're resting, you're comfortable. So God doesn't want us to get comfortable here in America, because things are only going to get worse. Let's read on.
Because it is polluted.
It is polluted.
It shall destroy.
It shall do what?
It shall destroy you.
Right, it shall destroy you. Read on.
Even with a sore destruction.
Even with a sore destruction. So there is no hope here in America. This is what America preaches. Have patience. Trust in the system. Have hope here in America. If you don't like what's going on, go out there and make a change. Go out there and vote for a new governor that's going to make a change. Go out there and vote for a new senator that's going to make a change. Vote for a new president that's going to make a change. There is no hope here in America. So where is our hope? Our hope is in God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's where our hope is. And where is he? He's in the Israelite Church. From God and Jesus Christ.
Okay, so just to, again, to recap, this is a beautiful class, by the way, and it's very enlightening to the fact that the Bible is speaking about the United States of America and the system that's set up, which is a false system just to have people thinking that they have power to decide who is their president, when in actuality they're actually voting in vain, and their president and their elected officials are not actually elected but selected. And that's something that most people don't know. And to see that it's written in the Bible so beautifully, the Lord is definitely, he has all the answers. And like you read in Isaiah chapter 45 and 11, we're supposed to ask God about the things that we want to know concerning his creation. So that is that's definitely a good topic and very enlightening. And just like you said, we got to turn to God for our answers and for our hope. We have to have our hope in God. So to wrap it up, coming up on our time, I want to thank my teacher, the teacher for the show today, Captain 13,000 Namakar. Also want to thank the reader, top officer of 5,000, Papa Makar to come. I want to give all honor, praise, and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God the Father, And thank God for the Holy Ghost and come for the Holy Apostle Chief, our priest, Tazan Bakia. Once again, I am your host, Captain 13,000, Shahar Kapun. I want to direct everyone who's listening to also check out the website, www.thecomforter.info, and also www.icggcmd.org. Okay, so with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. Say thank you and shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, sir.